Welcome back inside the cave, 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. We turn from the NFL to college once again as we welcome back into the studio head coach of the Adrian College Bulldog football team, Jim Deere. Morning, coach. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ian. Thank you.
So, we need to dive right in. Time is short. I want to talk about last week without breaking my heart again. I can't imagine being on that sideline. 7-point loss to Hanover down in Indiana. It was a last-minute touchdown. But, I mean, compare that game to 2 years ago. It's night and day.
Yeah, you know, the big thing was, you know, we did enough defensively, came up with some big stops, keep us in that game early. End up going to halftime at 7-7 after a goal line stop, and then come back and hold them to a field goal attempt, and it goes wide right, and we go in at half 7-7. Defense was probably on the field too much in the first half, a little bit fatigue factor. Next thing you know, second half comes out, and it's pretty much a battle all the way down to the end. So, you know, our kids fought hard, but we got to find a way to win, especially against good football teams.
And there's certainly been games where you've held teams for less than 21 points and have come away with the win. For a team that gave up 21, to me, watching your teams, that's the best I've seen them play. I mean, you talk about the goal line stand, turnovers, fourth down stops, or third down stops, too. Do you think that's, I mean, you'd like to get a repeat performance, but I mean, what was the difference from week one to week two? Because it's the same players. It's not like you went out and got new guys.
Yeah, no. Obviously, as you kind of move through the season, you get a little bit more film and everything on everybody. You get a little bit better breakdowns, better tendencies. Kids learn how to study film once you kind of move through the season. Week one, it's always, you know, you try to prepare the best you can, but you don't really know exactly what you're going to get out of the team, especially one you haven't seen in 2 years. So, obviously, having film on Hanover from week one helped us prepare, you know, especially defensively. So, you know, hopefully week three we get better and better.
I want to point out one player on the defense, then we'll switch to the offense and then get to the game this weekend. Sam Madrid was our player of the game up in the booth. He had an interception. Could have had two. He had one in his hands and couldn't haul it in, and then a fumble recovery. Did you like what you saw out of Sam as much as we did?
Yeah, he was. The biggest thing with Sam was he was prepared mentally. He knew what was coming at him. You know, it's just like when he stepped in front of the levels route and, you know, should have got the pick. Probably would have ended up scoring on it too, but that was something we talked about, and, you know, he saw it coming. A couple of the screen plays that they were running, tunnel screen and flare screen, and it became basically he knew the other team so well that he put himself in position to make plays. And then, you know, and we pointed out, this is how you have to prepare. You have to prepare to beat teams with what you know they do, and then you adjust to what you don't. So if they do something that's different, then that becomes adjustment time. But as long as you prepare to take away what they do to begin with, and Sam took that to heart.
And just on a personal note, Adrian High grad, Sam, just great to see him having success for you. Just a real hard worker when he was in high school, and obviously that's carried over to Adrian College.
He's probably our most coachable guy on defense. I ain't going to say he's the most athletic.
Right.
I'm not going to say he's the most physical, but he is the most coachable kid on our defense.
That's great to hear.
It's turning the side of the football, the offense. And I said in the post game, I'm not used to games like this where the offense seemed to leave something on the field, where the defense played really well. I have no complaints with play calling. I thought Coach Bailey did a good job play calling. Stephen Moses ran the ball well. To me, it seemed like if you hit a couple deep throws, you might walk away with a pretty easy win.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an easy win, but it obviously changes the complexion. We missed two for sure, where we had a receiver wide open and Jack overthrew him. The one thing offensively, we got to get better in pass protection. But, you know, even with that being said, both those plays, he had protection and didn't deliver. obviously could have changed the complexion of the game, especially early. You know, it's one of those things where you got to take advantage of your opportunities, and if you don't against good teams, it's going to be hard to beat them. You know, that's the difference between beating a good team and losing a close game. You know, I thought we were able to run the football at times very well. You know, maybe if you look back to the drive, we ran the ball well. Next thing you know, we call play action. We figured we had them on their heels a little bit. We're going to take a shot, and they end up getting a sack, and it changes the whole complexion of that drive. If Coach Bailey had one to take back, he'd probably take that one back. But, you know, obviously hindsight's 20/20, and
sure.
It's one of those things where it's like we should have just kept running the ball. And I'm like, I get it, but, you know, you'd been hurting them. You
thought the safeties were moving up.
Mm-hmm. You thought you'd be able to take a shot, and it backfired on you a little bit. And next thing you know, it changed the whole complexion of that drive, and we were moving the ball well for the go-ahead score.
All right, so, Coach, Greenville, I know you've probably watched film on them now. So I know you know their strengths and their weaknesses. Could you let us know, I guess, what you need to focus on the most to win this game on Saturday?
Yeah, now, you know, offensively, they're a load. Mm-hmm. There's a reason they're scoring over 45 points a game. It's they're loaded offensively with skill kids. Their running back, I think he's fast, he's strong, he's explosive. Mm-hmm. He's good. I mean, he's real good. You know, their quarterback, he's athletic. He throws the ball with touch, but he can extend plays. And, you know, between those two kids, and then you factor in their tight end H-back, the kid's he's solid, he's a good blocker, he's got good hands, runs good routes. So those three kids offensively are legit. If you're looking at, you know, them defensively, I think that's where we got to take advantage. I think they're, you know, they've struggled defensively, and they're playing a lot of young kids on defense this year. So we got to be able to match them offense for offense. And, you know, then obviously you look at the X factor. We got to basically win special teams, and not just win them. We got to dominate in special teams, and I think that can be the difference in the game.
So it's a 3 p.m. kickoff at Dockings Stadium. Homecoming. Want to get there early. A lot of festivities going on at AC this weekend. So we're all out of time. Coach, we appreciate it as always. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
Have a good one.
There we go. Adrian College head football coach Jim Deere joining us inside the cave. That's going to do it for us. We'll send it into CBS programming here in just a moment. Have a great Wednesday. Ian Wendt, John Roberts, Tristan Kendrick.